be or not to be.
Will this come? Something to rot in the state of Denmark.
Theatre and comedy have always held up a mirror to the society we live in. As the world's second largest fringe festival rocks Adelaide...
Hello, I've developed a fear of homophobia.
The Wire explores shows where performers tackle the issues of our times.
I'm like a homophobophobe.
And now to a fringe performance called Three Blind Mice. It's about an agoraphobic hoarder with a rodent infestation, and it packs a strong political message. Three Blind Mice tells the story of Shaz, a kind-hearted Aussie Sheila, who hasn't left her house in 5 years. Shaz's only interaction with the outside world comes through her fierce and fiery neighbour Lorraine and her worldly but naive postman Jono. That is until two new, small and squeaky roommates seek refuge in her home. Shaz grows to love her new friends, but Lorraine is determined to have them exterminated. Three Blind Mice explores Australia's own asylum seeker crisis. It's playing to packed houses at the Adelaide Fringe. One of the co-creators and stars of the show, Benjamin Nichol, sat down with The Wire's Jessica Supple.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the great house.
As well as starring in the show, the three of you wrote the production. What made you want to take on that issue? Why did you choose that story to tell?
The three of us kind of feel like in the world at the moment, that's sort of the most pressing, demanding issue to address, the asylum seeker crisis. So we were really drawn to explore that. Funnily enough, that was our original idea and it seemed too tricky. So we abandoned it very early on and we created a show that was more about capitalism and consumerism. And then funnily enough, several weeks into the process, we realised we'd actually created the show about asylum seekers we were trying to make initially just by accident, which is really, really great. But it's a thing we're all very passionate about, the three of us.
So how would you describe the show just in a couple of words, you know, if somebody hadn't seen it?
I think it's kind of a quirky black Australian comedy. We've kind of talked about it. It's Wilfred meets Muriel's Wedding.
In the show, a lot of the characters seem to resemble things that are really happening in society. Could you just tell us a little bit about that?
So I think we were really fascinated by what loneliness does to people and how that can sometimes bring out the worst in us. So that's how we developed Shaz as a character. We thought looking at sort of a heightened version of the typical Australian. But we thought the key to sort of a character like that is they need to be endearing. If you create a character that's constantly miserable, that as an audience member, you kind of detach from that and it's not fun. Whereas you can really create, I think, tragedy in performance when it's a character who's positive and their heart is breaking at the same time. So that's really how we approached her. And from her, we kind of like, well, we need someone to counterpoint her with this strong right-wing attitude, which is where Lorraine came from. It was inspired by particularly Pauline Hanson, but a few other leaders at the moment. And then we were talking about in the arts often you never have any sort of negatively viewed left-wing characters, which is where Jono the Postman came from. We're like, what if we create a character who's got all the right ideology but still underneath isn't a very nice person? We thought that was just a nice way of sort of balancing out three.
That's what I took from it, was that he seems to be a sort of a world traveller, but he, underneath it all, was still a bit of a bogan Australian.
Yeah. And that was kind of like another little point we wanted to make. It's like having the right ideas isn't enough to be a good person. Like you can believe in compassion on a global scale, but if it's not in check with your local environment, what's the point?
Shaz's story kind of resembles Australian society in many ways. Mm. Do you think that Australia as a country suffers from agoraphobia?
I think a little bit. I know certainly the area I grew up in, Melbourne, a lot of people I went to high school with didn't have sort of any interest in seeing other countries or going overseas, which you don't seem to see really happens in somewhere like Europe where you're connected and it's so easily accessible to travel. I think that's one of the inevitable sort of shortcomings of living on an island nation.
So is that how you think Australia got to that point? Because we are isolated. Do you think it's a reflection of other things going on in the world?
I think so. I think it's easier to let yourself be isolated when you're separate like that. I think if we were more connected to Asia or Europe, it would be harder to turn a blind eye to sort of things that are happening around you.
So Lorraine in the show seems to resemble some of the leaders that we, you know and love. Do you think leaders like Lorraine or Pauline Hanson are too good at scaring us in wanting to get rid of things that we don't know or we don't understand?
Yeah, no, I do. I think to those leaders' credit, they are very good at rhetoric and very good at speaking and evoking feelings in people, which is a shame that sometimes that skill's used for something so antagonistic and negative. But yeah, I think absolutely they're great at evoking fear.
Just hypothetically, do you think Lorraine would get elected for a second term?
I sincerely hope not. That thought really terrifies me. The way we like to approach making theatre is creating a medium that we think is accessible to people that don't necessarily go to the theatre often. We want it to be entertaining enough that it stacks up in its own right. throughout our time at the VCA, the three of us agreed that often we were seeing work that only people who were lovers of theatre could find accessible, which I don't think's, you know, necessarily a good thing. And it's that constant argument you hear with people create political works, but the only people who see the works are the people that are already on side with what you're saying. So we thought the best way to get people into a work that says something is actually if it's an entertaining story in its own right and the political undertone kind of is just bubbling underneath. So maybe they come away changed without feeling like it's been forced upon them.
That's Benjamin Nicol, co-creator and performer in the show Three Blind Mice. He was speaking with The Wire's Jessica Supple.